U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai and Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack announced that after many years of negotiations, India is now open to U.S. pork. Moni Brown, a U.S. Meat Export Federation representative who conducted pork market research in India, has more details in this USMEF report.
The companies we met with were interested in U.S. pork, primarily bone-in cuts, if they could get them, I think because labor is cheaper there. And the products that really excited them was pork carcasses and bellies. They really will be interested in a six-piece bone-in carcass. I know that lots of times the U.S. industry may frown upon producing this product, but it ought to be something we should look at today, especially with our labor problems, labor issues in the packing plants. They also purchase quite a bit of bone-in loin ribs. That may be something interesting for us. And I also think there may be opportunities there for bone-in Boston butt.
Brown says e-commerce is growing in India and presents an opportunity for consumer-ready products. But ultimately, he notes that while India has potential, it doesn't currently import a lot of pork.
We know that the e-commerce side, some businesses have increased twofold, threefold, fourfold with huge customer base. Because of the spread of the country and the cost of bricks and mortar, that's where I think e-commerce is still going to win there. It's really early days still. I think we can slowly develop the business, but I wouldn't expect huge volumes right away. I think this is a market where we need to develop the relationships, get it working well. Don't get too excited about the numbers. Keep building the trade, and we then will go along and help the importer develop the trade for the U.S. products when it's there.
For more information, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.